Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland, welcome back to my channel, and this is another video on the centenary of Margaret Thatcher's birth. So, Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister of Northern Ireland and Great Britain, 1979 to 1990. So Margaret Thatcher, she was PM through much of the Troubles. That is the terrorist conflict in Northern Ireland, where the IRA, the INLA, loyalist terrorist organisations such as the UVF and the Ulster Freedom Fighters were fighting their sectarian conflict there, also attacking the security forces, the Royal Ulster Constabulary, that's the police, the British Army, the Ulster Defence Regiment, which is a part-time unit of the British Army, UDR men and women were those who actually resided in Northern Ireland. So there they were battling for freedom and justice to save Northern Ireland, to maintain democracy. It being the settled will of the people of Northern Ireland that they remain within the United Kingdom. And indeed, the Republic of Ireland recognised that, 1921, that treaty, signed by an entirely Sinn Féin delegation, passed by an entirely Sinn Féin Thall Éireann, and so forth, ratified by a vote of 75% of people in Southern Ireland, and so forth. But because of perfidious Hibernia, now, okay, I'm not saying that all of us in Ireland are perfidious, but Republicans certainly are, and some nationalists are, kept welshing on the deal. So Margaret Thatcher was a freedom fighter, and so she fought to defend freedom in Northern Ireland, and therefore I'll defend her right to order military action and police action to uphold the rights of people in Northern Ireland, their liberties to vote, to speak their mind, to gather in public places, to go on marches, orange marches, and so on. So whether you were a nationalist or a unionist, you had your rights. You could vote. People opposed to the very existence of the United Kingdom, its form to Northern Ireland's place in the UK. They were allowed to have their political parties, even an openly pro-terrorist party, Sinn Féin. They were allowed to exist. They were allowed to campaign and get votes. And they won some seats in councils, and they occasionally won seats in the UK Parliament. It's unimaginable in almost any other country. It's hard to think of any other country where that sort of thing pertained. And you've got to bear in mind, even into the 1980s, many countries in Europe were dictatorships, were totalitarian, were one-party states. Really, anywhere east of Vienna was like that. And that is just how free the UK was, that an openly pro-terrorist political party was allowed to exist. That's through the loyalist pro-terrorist political parties. The UVF had their volunteer political party, Sinn Féin, and so on. Irish Republican Socialist Party, and so forth. So Margaret Thatcher, her objective was to keep Northern Ireland in the United Kingdom, as that's what most people wished, and she succeeded. In 1990, Northern Ireland was still within the UK. So the IRA was on the down in the late 1970s, and loyalist terrorist activity likewise. Now, one of the more contentious things was the hunger strikes, and that was Republican terrorists deciding to commit suicide by not eating unless they were given the status that they didn't deserve. So they're prisoners of war. They weren't, because they weren't fighting on behalf of any sovereign state. Had the Republic of Ireland, if we'd proclaimed war on the United Kingdom, an Irish soldier who killed a British soldier in battle would not be a bad person, and he would be entitled to prisoner of war status. But our government in Dublin did not declare war on the UK, or vice versa. Therefore, they're not. I mean, war is a national matter. It's not a private matter. It's not for political parties or individuals or other organizations to declare war. Only governments can do so. And the IRA did not adhere to the Geneva Convention, the Hague Convention, anything like that. Was always targeting civilians, was going around not in uniform, and actually under the Geneva Convention could have been summarily executed. And the United Kingdom was incredibly glorious and was very merciful and humane towards them. Now, the actions of the RUC and the Army and the UDR were not always blameless. There were some bad guys in them, in those organizations, committed crimes all the way up until including murder occasionally. But Margaret Thatcher, she strove to improve their conduct. People were investigated, charged with crimes, prosecuted in some cases, jailed for life. But she was a very good woman. She also strove to improve relations between the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland. That's why the Hillsborough Agreement was signed, commonly called the Anglo-Irish Agreement, signed at Hillsborough Castle in County Down. Hillsborough Castle being the official residence of the royal family in Northern Ireland. So Dr. Garrett Fitzgerald, the Taoiseach, as Prime Minister of the Republic, he was there to sign it. And Dick Spring, Taoiseach, as in Deputy Prime Minister, leader of the Labour Party, that's Irish Labour Party, not UK Labour Party, was there for it. passed through Dáil-Éireann against the opposition of Fianna Fáil. The most popular thing she ever did, it was passed by about 90% of the vote in the UK Parliament. I know Unionists in Northern Ireland opposed, partly because the SDLP was kept briefed by the Irish government and Her Majesty's government didn't tell the Ulster Unionists what was going on, knowing there'd be pushback. But the opposition was more severe than Mrs. Thatcher had been led to anticipate, thinking there'd be enhanced security cooperation. But as Lord Tebbit later told me, that Southern Ireland welshed on that from the beginning. So there she was, Irish people. We were uniquely privileged, being non-Commonwealth citizens, allowed to go and live and work in the United Kingdom. Of course, we had mass unemployment in the Irish Republic at that time, and the doors of the USA was no longer wide open. I mean, people could go, but it wasn't so easy. You had to get visas, and often people went pretending to go on holiday or as whatever, and they stayed illegally and working. I remember reading a memory of an Irish diplomat saying it was still at such a level it got embarrassing. So this is Maggie Thatcher. So there she was, defeating terrorists. I mean, remember a Clare man say she should have been bringing peace. Well, she was bringing peace. Every terrorist dead or in jail brought us closer to peace. And I think it should have been tougher. Now, I don't want the death penalty, and she didn't want the death penalty. She's a very clement person. But to say, if you're a member of a terrorist organization, you will get life imprisonment. That's it. We're not messing around. There's absolutely no excuse for this. The UK, one of the freest countries in the world, is democratic, even giving the right to vote to most non-citizens. Irish citizens and Commonwealth citizens resident in the UK had the right to vote. One easy solution to say, you know, Republic of Ireland, you want to give two fingers to the UK, fine. But if you live, you're not automatically allowed into the UK. Or if you do, you're not allowed to vote. And the nationalist community in the North would be faced with a quandary. Are you going to swear allegiance to Her Gracious Majesty, or are you not going to be allowed to vote, and so on? So there was a lot of unfair criticism from ill-informed Americans about this. The USA would never allow non-citizens to vote. And so it goes on. So Margaret Thatcher, there she was doing her best for justice. She was right that, I mean, crime is crime. Now, sometimes it's politically motivated, but so what? It's totally unacceptable. If I went to kill a Sinn Féiner, that'd be murder, wouldn't it? Even my actuation is political. If, let's say, Fine Gael blew up the Labour headquarters, that would be a crime. I don't care they're doing it for political reasons. If the Liberal Democrats stabbed to death lots of SNP people, that'd be a crime as well. So I don't care that they're doing it for political reasons. It's still wrong and still must be severely punished, and so forth. So she was a freedom fighter. She was a liberator. And she stood up against tyranny in the communist countries. Now, there's a bad side to Margaret Thatcher. She was evil in some regards, but I'm not going to come on to that. But she did good for Northern Ireland. And it's only when we learned to love Thatcherism in the Republic of Ireland that we got prosperous. And of course, she was an eighth Irish, her great-grandmother being from Kerry. Well, thank you for watching my channel. And make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. And remember, Ireland is British.